Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fornelis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Fornelis. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harry Malmberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Groth scores. Fox moves to third. Rivera moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Malmberg fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Fox scores. Rivera moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera tags and scores. Marshall tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Fornelis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fornelis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is called out on strikes. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground. Aber throws it away. That's an error on Aber. Marshall goes all the way around to score. Courtney moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Courtney scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0-for-1 in the game. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain pinch hits for Al Aber. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Zivirink now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0-for-2 in the game. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hatfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hatfield. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zivirink fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Malmberg hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Zivirink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zivirink hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortnellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Mike Fortnellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Fortnellis bunts in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Dropo moves to second. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zuvarink fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. Two outs. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Malmberg hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from House and he is safe. Rivera steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell juggles the ball. That's an error on Maxwell. Rivera scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, White Sox. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone pinch hits for George Zivarink. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Van Fletcher now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0-for-3 in the game. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Malmberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House moves to second. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Van Fletcher. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.